God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let us now turn to God in prayer. Our God and our Creator, we cannot come before your presence without singing your praise, without encountering the mystery and the meaning of who you are and of who we are. And from that encounter, we cannot help but be grateful for all that you have given us, for all that you have done for us, for all that you have been to us. Yet, God, we cannot come into your presence without also becoming aware of the ways in which we have failed to be the people you created us and call us now to be. And so we confess to you our failings. When we have wanted to reach out to others, but have been too afraid to do so, afraid of being misunderstood. When we have wanted to speak a word for you, but have not dared to take the risk. When we have been less than we were created to be, and when we have tried to be more than we were created to be. Hear our confessions, O Lord. Lord, we cannot come before you without also becoming aware of our need, our total dependence upon you, a dependence that is worked out in our relationships with others as well, for we are interdependent as your children. And we pray now, Lord, for those who are hurting, who are suffering grief and loss, who are trying to understand and find meaning in suffering and pain, for those who are celebrating as well, O Lord, that they might know that others celebrate with them, for those who are lonely, those who are pressured, those who find these last couple of weeks almost unendurable, we ask thy strength. For those of us who come before you broken and fragmented in our very being, we ask thy healing touch of grace and mercy, that we indeed might be made whole. In God's name we pray. Amen. We have received word this morning that Danny Powell's daughter, Amy, 2.5 years old, has died. She had cystic fibrosis. Danny is a student in our certificate program. I know that you will want to be in prayer and thought for this family. It is indeed reassuring to know that we, you and me brothers, you and me sisters, are in God's hands. It's especially reassuring to me this morning to be reminded that I am in God's hands as I find myself trying to follow John Killinger in this pulpit. Yesterday, in fearful anticipation of this moment, with an anxiety level of about 210%, I was bemoaning my fate to one of the professors, who replied that at least Dr. Killinger had given me some good input. That's true. And while I have not yet had a chance to digest or assimilate all that he had to say, still this morning I would like to build upon the foundation which he has laid. Specifically, I want to take seriously his comments with regard to authentic preaching. As you may recall, Dr. Killinger stated that authentic preaching has Christ at its center, takes into consideration the power of God, is rooted in the revolution around us, and expresses emotions honestly. This morning, I would like us to consider what it means to claim the power within us, within the context of the revolution of the changing roles of men and women. A revolution that I find myself right smack dab in the middle of as a woman in the ministry, and thus a revolution in which I am emotionally involved. But let's begin by looking at the power within us. What is power? The word itself almost has it. It suggests strength and might and physical force, perhaps because of the power we have seen in the comic books and pop art. It's a popular word. Our language is full of it. Knowledge is power. Money is power. A power struggle. Willpower. The power structure. The power of positive thinking. A world power. Black power. Power to the people. The power of suggestion. The power of the Holy Spirit. Atomic power. Prayer power. But despite the abundance of power in our language, many of us, at the very core of our beings, feel powerless. Certainly, we feel powerless much more often than we feel powerful. The problem may be in our failure to recognize the power or the source of it. But feelings of powerlessness and their accompanying feelings of anxiety, fear, anger, insecurity, can result in struggle for power. Power over others. Power through domination or power through submissive manipulation. Traditionally, in our society, in our culture, on a broad sweep of generalization, men have assumed the power of presumed superiority in their attempts to deal with their feelings of powerlessness. Women, on the other hand, have attempted manipulative power through submission. But these kinds of powers are destructive. Manipulative power, dominating power, have no place in a Christian society or community. And God indeed does have a different answer for our powerlessness, for our fear, anxiety, and insecurity. His answer is a different kind of power. It is the power within. In John 1, 9 through 13, John writes, "The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." The power to become children of God, a power which has as its source God, and is given to us through our belief in Jesus Christ, our elder brother. But this power is not just a capacity or means by which we become something. This power is an enabling, motivating, facilitating force through which and by which we claim we become that who God intended us to be. God created us for a purpose. God created us purposefully. And yet we have failed to become who God had intended us to be.